This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on point.
7:46 and a half. Let's go to Gauteng, where hopefully there's electricity for Zanti. She's got her walking shoes on. I'm sure she's already waiting just to get finished with us. And now gaan sy begin stap. Maar eers gaan sy begin haar Bybel krap. Goeiemôre Zanti, hoe gaan dit daar?
Goeiemôre Brad en al die luisteraar. Weet jy wat? Mm-hmm. Ek het lig en krag.
Ja, ja.
Dit is 'n groot voorreg en ek is dankbaar en nee, ek het 5:00 vanoggend al gaan stap. So ek het my stappie al in. Dit is vir my die lekkerste ding om te gaan stap en dan te sien hoe hierdie son opkom en in om te kyk en die pragtige klank van voëlsang te luister. Oei. En ja, net die dag te begin en te weet dat His mercies are new every morning. En dit is net so groot voorreg en lekker kry.
Ag, that's stunning. As so a pic on social media, Zanti het 'n foto geplaas daarvan iemand wat op iemand se Bybel gekrap het. Dog ek kan nie wag vir die storie vanoggend nie.
Yep, en dit is 'n storie en mag dit jou regtig seën vanoggend. May it bless you out of your socks, want dit is regtig net, ek dink, God se hart vir ons. Ek kan nog steeds nie hierdie, ek wil dit nie 'n las noem nie, want dit is nie, God se las is lig, maar ek het hierdie swaar, nie swaar in my hart nie, maar hierdie drukking in my hart en in my gees, van hoe ons pa, nê, our father, na ons verlang, and how he yearns to have relationship with us. Julle, dit is so swaar op my hart, dat God vandag sy hand na jou toe uitreik, want jy sien, soveel kere, vir my is dit altyd hierdie rooi lig, of hierdie toets. If my problems are really, really big, really big, then for me, I know that I am too far from God. Because when my problem is too big and God is too small, I am closer in proximity to my problem than I am to God. Because the closer I get to Him, the bigger He is. And then I stand in awe, and as I look back, that problem is nothing for Him to handle with me. But ons, en hierdie tye waarin ons leef, julle, ons kan nie ver van God af wees nie. We can't. We have to live close to His heart. Close to Him. En dis waar hy wil hê ek en jy moet leef. In Isaiah 50 verse 18, he says, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you. And therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. Hoor jy wat die Here se woord vanoggend vir jou sê? The Lord waits to be good to you and waits to make himself big so that your challenges and your problems get into the right place. James 4 verses 5 says, or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit he has made dwell in us. Revelation 3 verses 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. Is dit nie kosbaar dat die Here nie net wil inkom? Hy wil met jou journey. Hy wil met jou eat. He wants to fellowship. He wants to have relationship. Dis sy hart vir jou. Lukas 15 vers 20. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Dis is my altyd so kosbaar om te weet, it doesn't matter if I walk 1,000 steps away from God. It takes one step to come back. Is dit kosbaar nie? One step and you are back. Psalm 103 verse 13 to 14 says, as a father shows compassion compassion to his children. So the Lord shows compassion to those who fear and love him. Sy hart vir oggend vir jou is compassion. He's inviting you into his presence, close to his heart, onto his lap. There we can and wants to help you and be good to you. Maar die wêreld hou ons so besig, nee, ons is so distracted dat ons 90% besig is met die dinge wat eintlik nie saak maak nie. Because we see, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all those things, the 90%, will be added onto you. Ek wil vanoggend met my story vertel en ag, dit het my net so gebless en my het just awaken something in your spirit and in your heart. You see, Jessica Holbert writes, she says, one morning, my husband discovered Mara snuggled in bed next to him with a pen in hand, scribbling all over his Bible. Nou, as jy my Facebook of my Instagram gaan kyk, dan sal jy nou die Bible tekst sien wat sy so gekrap het oor. As he reached for the pen, Mara looked up and uttered the phrase, "Hi, Daddy." This would be a typical response for a 3-year-old. But our daughter Mara is severely autistic and nonverbal. So when those words rolled off her tongue, my husband's eyes welled with tears. He found himself overwhelmed with emotions. He was ecstatic to hear his little girl's voice. But this moment poked a hole in the dam walls he built prior. You know the walls I'm talking about, he says. The ones we build around our hearts. No one gets in and nothing comes out. The floodgate broke and he mourned the loss of his daughter he envisioned. He spoke of the pain a father feels when he doesn't even know it. He complained to God how Mara lived in her own world and rarely acknowledged his presence. But then God interrupted Greg's lament and spoke these words to his heart. He said, Greg, I know your pain, for I too am a father, and oftentimes my children fail to acknowledge my presence. Day in and day out, they repeat the same routines, breakfast, work, dinner, Netflix, bed. They too live in their own little worlds. A world entrenched in hobbies, sports, materialism, binge-watching sitcoms, and Instagram surfing. I try everything imaginable to get their attention. I send people into their lives and interrupt their routines. I answer big and small prayers in hope that they will know my heart. I even went to the extreme of sending my son as an attempt to convey my love for them. You see, Greg, I don't need them, but I desperately want them. They desperately need me, but they don't want me. My greatest desire is for them to stop what they are doing and just look into my eyes. I don't have a list of rules for them to follow or a regiment agenda for their lives. I just want a relationship. I am not mad. I don't care how many times they have scribbled over my story. I'm the original author of their lives, and I'm crafting a beautiful tale if they would only hand me the pen. But until then, I will patiently wait for my child to look up and utter the words that cause my heart to skip a beat. Hi, Daddy. When last did you say to your Abba Father, "Hi, Daddy"? I leave you with this because he longs for you. He is for you and he wants to be your Abba, your Daddy. Amen and amen.
Beautiful story, as we'd expect. Uplifting, entertaining, motivating, inspiring, and hopefully moving us to some kind of action from Zanti Swanepoel this morning. Dankie, Zanti. Is 'n inspirasie en is altyd lekker om tyd saam met jou te spandeer. Baie dankie.
Dankie, Brad. Dankie, luisteraars. Lekker dag, Tata.
Thanks so much, Zanti. Yeah, hopefully you got moved by that to the point of saying, I got to share that with someone. We'll make sure that podcast available for you later on this morning. Make sure to share it, okay? It'll be available on kpulpit.co.za. Click podcast, go down to Get Up and Go Breakfast. Once you're inside my channel, scroll down until you find Zanti's name. And when you're inside Zanti's channel, just move up. And the latest one, always the one at the top of the pile.
Get Up and Go on Bite. This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.